Hey, what's up? It's Joe. Welcome to my 5 Minute Friday for April 26th. So I skipped out last week for the recording. I actually had recorded something, but my brain was too fried from recording over at the Deep Learning AI office for my course. So I actually took the podcast down within 5 minutes because I just thought it sucked terribly. But I'm back. So this morning we had a really fun discussion over at the Practical Data Modeling community group discussion, where we talked about how to get buy-in for data modeling. And there were a lot of good perspectives on getting buy-in for data modeling. I'll go through a few of them that I thought were maybe applicable, not just to data modeling, but to other types of initiatives where you're trying to maybe improve quality of something, improve a process, affect change, and so forth. So data modeling is one of these things, right? I think it should be a quote best practice. It should be something that's quote standard. I also feel like it's something that is increasingly being forgotten about, especially by the newer crop of practitioners. It's just something that's not taught, something that's not emphasized as much as it used to be. I think we're also seeing the effects of why data modeling is important. It manifests itself in a lot of ways. Models that don't accurately describe the business, don't correctly describe business or business processes, poor data quality issues, incoherent data sets, lack of trust in data, and on and on and on and on. But we won't get into that. Let's talk about how to get buy-in. So data modeling is an interesting one. Again, it's not really done for its own sake. It's meant to serve a broader goal, hopefully, right? Making data more believable, understandable, useful to the business, whether that's for an application, whether that's for analytics, anything else you want to do with data. But it kind of all starts with how the data is modeled. Hopefully it's unambiguous. Hopefully it's correct. But oftentimes I think that we do data modeling in a very reactive sense, where, as somebody pointed out in the conversation today, it was Ben Lubinsky, but it's like data modeling nowadays more represents just cranking out Jira tickets and doing what I call in Ben Rogozin's show, the query-driven data modeling, right? So, but how to come up with something a bit more coherent and structured and formal, right? I think that's sort of the question. How would you approach, introducing something like Kimball or Data Vault into your analytics practices if you're doing query-driven data modeling right now? So there's a few things that stood out in the conversations. One, you definitely have to be able to show the value to whom you're trying to get buy-in from. And this could take the form of a quantitative value. So we will see an increased value in terms of data quality. We'll see a lower time to value for our data. So time to getting insights or making decisions, right? I don't think there's nobody wants to make decisions slower with worse data, right? So I think, showing those things in a quantitative way and showing what's in it for the stakeholders from whom you're trying to get buy-in is a really important step. Speak in terms that the stakeholder will understand. So don't go into it using quote data speak. Don't go in and talk about surrogate keys and, ERDs and whatever else, normal forms and all the stuff that we tend to talk about as data practitioners. If you're talking to a business stakeholder, they probably have no idea what you're talking about. If you're talking to a software engineer and you're a data person, that software engineer will probably have no idea what you're talking about either. So speak in languages that people can understand, speak in terms that people understand. Another person had mentioned that it helps to visualize what this looks like in the form of diagrams. I think that's hugely important to show what all the data looks like when it's related and show why this is valuable too, right? Back to the first point. And I think, again, just have empathy for the people from whom you're trying to get buy-in from. And note that I left that part pretty ambiguous. So the from whom you're getting value is very context dependent. It could be your boss. It could be your boss's boss's boss. It could be another team. Say if you're a data person, you're trying to get buy-in from software engineers to model data slightly differently or make it more coherent for your downstream data models. That is a form of buy-in as well. I think increasingly I'm starting to see data teams even argue whether they should be doing a formal data modeling practice or not within their team. if you're doing query-driven data modeling and you want to introduce something that's a bit more formal, say Kimball or Data Vault, what are the reasons for this, right? So you got to be able to express why that's important. Again, nobody likes extra work thrown on their plate, especially when you're paid the same, no matter what happens. So you always have to show the value to the person to whom you're trying to get buy-in. And this is basic negotiation 101, but it shocks me how often technical people fail to realize this. And they jump straight into the conversation, talking technical jargon, speaking in ways that are very alien and foreign, and perhaps threatening to the person from whom you're trying to get buy-in. So nobody likes to be talked to like they're stupid. Nobody likes extra work put on them without a good reason. And so you need to be able to convey those things to people. So anyway, that's a short snippet of it. Well, the group chat's actually on practicaldatamodeling.substack.com. I'm going to post a video very shortly once it's rendered. But yeah, great discussions today. We'll be having these discussions more and more, probably every 2-3 weeks. And I think it's just awesome to see people come together and in a forum that's vendor-free, and we can all just be free to discuss ways to solve problems, I think, in a very objective and supportive fashion. And so I've been tossing around the idea of actually doing a data therapy session where we just get together for an hour and a half and just lay it all out, get it on the table. What's your problem? What do you want to talk about? So I feel like a lot of these discussions sort of morph into basically something involving a therapy session or resembling one. So I think that's something I'm going to be doing, just FYI. So stay tuned for maybe some announcements on that. And this will include the broader, the Substack as well, my personal Substack community. So anyway, it's been great. Thanks for the support on everything. I'll be dropping the first chapter of my book this weekend. So stay tuned for that. Probably Sunday or Monday. I'm going to be up in Wyoming this weekend. But once I get back to civilization, the first chapter is dropping, and pretty stoked on that. The book will be a bit delayed just because I'm very busy right now with the course I'm doing with deep learning for Coursera. But, there's a lot of, incentive to make that the best course in the world. And so that's my goal. And so it's taking a bit of time away from the book, but the book's going to get done. It's going to be out later this summer, maybe early fall. But yeah, stoked on that. Got some big announcements coming related to that whole initiative as well. Some really cool stuff happening. So anyway, I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll chat with you soon. Take care. Bye.